You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everybody. It is still Friday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Adam Bittner, assistant sports editor for multimedia at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, here with Brian Batko, our Steelers insider. We were just sitting down to record our weekly Steelers mock draft video.
Just like typical casual Friday, you know, routine plays routinely. And yeah,
that's what we were going to do. And then the Steelers dropped the bomb. They have traded Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles for basically nothing, Brian. I mean, they're moving up about, what, 20-some picks into the third round in this year's draft. They're giving the Eagles their one of their fourth-round picks, so they're dropping, the 120th pick, according to Adam Schefter here, and then they're getting a couple of seventh-round picks next year. So not even this year are you going to really see the return for Kenny Pickett. A guy they just used a first-round pick on a few years ago. Brian, just what's your reaction in this immediate aftermath here?
Yeah, I mean, we were already processing a lot today. Russell Wilson's introductory press conference, not to mention Patrick Queen, Deshaun Elliott. And, I mean, I got a text from one of our former interns, Max Ralph, and it just said, wow, I didn't see that coming. And I'm like, oh, boy, if Max is just texting me out of the blue – what just happened? And yeah, I mean, Adam Schefter, and Jerry Dulac were right there with the news. I'd been talking to some people in Kenny's orbit, some people who know people in Kenny's orbit lately, just to try to get a sense of how he was feeling. Was hearing, you know, different things, but kind of boiled down to, yeah, obviously he's not pleased. Why would you be? So then I asked Russell Wilson a couple times, or at least there was one question about him early on, of course. How did you reach out to Kenny Pickett and interact? And then he said what he said, basically texted him right away, said, we're gonna have a chance to go be our best selves, or whatever, you know, whatever Russism was fitting there. And then I followed up at the very end of the presser to ask, how did Kenny react to you reaching out? And he kind of just shrugged it off with a short answer by comparison to most of his on Friday on the South Side, but nothing that seemed out of the ordinary. And yet clearly behind the scenes, things were percolating with Kenny. Our Jerry Dulac reported on Twitter initially, and I'm sure he's writing it as we speak, the Steelers made this move because of the way Pickett was poorly handling the arrival of Wilson, according to sources, that came on the heels of Pickett's behavior last season when he didn't want to dress as the emergency third quarterback in Seattle. Week 17, I'm still not entirely at whole thing as far as him not being thrilled or, and maybe just not trusting the Steelers to give him a fair shake here with the Russell Wilson acquisition. I mean, that all lines up. And then I guess the next question becomes, do you blame him? Because what's so fascinating about this, Adam, is this is not just a Steelers blew a first round pick and ripped off a Band-Aid after 2 years of the potential franchise quarterback story. It's also a what went wrong with the Pitt legend who they drafted in the first round from across the hall story. So that's why there are just so many tentacles and angles and things to discuss about this Kenny Pickett trade.
Yeah, I'm going to start with why make this move if you're the Steelers? I mean, why does Kenny Pickett have the leverage to get out of Pittsburgh for 2 7th round picks? If that's all he's worth, basically, is moving up a little bit in the draft and a couple of late round picks a year from now, then why is the answer to him, sorry, I mean, you're the backup, and that's the way it goes in the NFL. It just seems like a very quick trigger to me for someone who did not seem to have a lot of leverage. It's one thing when, you know, a star player wants out of somewhere. We went through that with Antonio Brown. We went through it with Le'Veon Bell. But those guys had earned that status on some level. And you know, even though I understand why Steelers fans are mad about it, the way they handled things made sense in terms of the leverage they had versus what the Steelers had. Now the Steelers have one quarterback who's, what, going to be in his late 30s for under contract for next season, and there's nothing else in the cupboard right now. I mean, why make this move at this moment?
Well, I think it's probably twofold, maybe even threefold, almost similar to the Deontay Johnson trade, right? I think number one boils down to wanting the volunteers and not the hostages. We've been through this time and time again with the Steelers under Mike Tomlin, from players who are way up here in the Pantheon, the couple of the guys you just mentioned, to people like Melvin Ingram, who were barely here at all and still sort of, you know, forced their way out, at least by means of like, hey, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, okay, then what are we doing this for? So clearly Pickett was disgruntled to some degree. And yet, you know, I think there must also be part of it too here, Adam, that the Steelers just don't believe in him having much of an NFL future as a starting quarterback. And that makes it more, you know, they're more willing to do a deal like this, to sort of, like you said, they're almost doing him a solid. I mean, it could almost be framed as, maybe we didn't handle you all that well for the first couple seasons, did some things that led you astray, didn't put you in the best position, whether it was practice reps or where you were in the pecking order. And then of course, you know, having him get surgery at the end of last season, I imagine he was thinking he'd be right back as the starter once he was fully healthy, and it didn't go that way. Mason Rudolph threw a monkey wrench into that plan, to his credit. So is there a little bit of like doing right by the guy here, or is it completely shrewd business move by Omar Khan and company? It's hard to say. The wildest thing to me about it all, Adam, when they drafted him right around this time 2 years ago, which I was surprised by initially, thought kind of deep down, does Kenny want this level of microscope on him? Do the Steelers hope somebody picks him in the first 19 so that they don't have to massage all of that? We know how it went, and I just figured if it didn't work out for him as an NFL quarterback, if he wasn't a franchise-type guy, if he doesn't lead them to a Lombardi trophy, it would be a quiet 3-4, possibly even 5 years. And, you know, things would not play out dysfunctionally at the very least. I thought that was the floor of the Kenny Pickett era, that it might not be great on the field, but there wouldn't be a lot of drama with a guy like him off the field. That was just not the case. It's been a pretty noisy last few months with Pickett, and it all culminates with this, trading him to the team that he grew up rooting for, by the way, his home, not hometown. He's from Jersey, but not far from Philly. So his childhood team, and he's backing up Jalen Hurts. So, you know, this is not really a good situation for him either, unless he was just like, I'll go anywhere other than here at this point.
Yeah. And so I guess the next question, Brian, is what now for the Steelers at quarterback? What now in the immediate, what now in the longer term here after presumably Russell Wilson's 1 year? I mean, I think this has been a question that's on my mind. I think I've assumed that Russell Wilson was going to be a one-year type of thing, and then next year either the Steelers wouldn't be able to afford him, someone else would want him. That this
marriage made it sound like he's got 5 to 7 years of good ball left in him, Adam. Did you hear that quote?
I did. And let's just say he's probably not going to get seven, but do you think we've got two or three left, Brian? I mean, do you think that they rework a deal and say Russell Wilson's their guy for the next couple of years, two or three? Do they make a move in the draft? I mean, we've talked about quarterbacks, and most of the time we've dismissed the conversation of who they could draft with. There's the guys at the top that they're not going to be able to get, you know, the Caleb Williams, the Drake Mays, probably the Jaden Daniels. And then there's guys like Bo Nix, Michael Penix, JJ McCarthy, I think we did a video about, that are in that, you know, maybe midsection of the first round, where they didn't seem to offer a whole lot different than Kenny Pickett did. So it was hard to imagine the Steelers going that route. I mean, what do you do now? I think you have to have a young quarterback on the roster, Brian. I think you almost have to draft one, whether it's the first round or not. And then, I don't know, do you get a Ryan Tannehill in here into the mix? Someone we talked about is potentially, you know, backing up Kenny Pickett, now being the backup to Russell Wilson. What's your read on where they go from here?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, now that they've slapped the easy pass on Kenny and shipped him down the turnpike, it has to change your calculus at quarterback draft-wise. I mean, it's a seismic enough move that could it even be an option in the first round? I don't know. Like, we're all processing this in real time. I haven't sat down and thought about it enough yet. I mean, this just happened in the last 10, 15 minutes. So clearly everything has changed with the future of that position now for the Steelers. Even I wasn't totally there when they signed Russell Wilson. I figured, okay, it is a one-year deal, low risk in terms of the financial implications. And if he plays great, then you're going to need to reassess. Obviously, Kenny would probably be out unless Russ completely, you know, blows it up and prices himself out of town. But you'd have to assume they'd find a way to keep that partnership going if he plays really well in his 1 year here. Then I figured if he stinks, which is entirely possible, that could happen. He could struggle. You'd be back at square one with Pickett, and it'd be okay. Let's ride with the guy that we evaluated and believed in as a first rounder once upon a time, not that long ago. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, you've got to get maybe like a Josh Dobbs type. He's just one of the first ones sticking in my mind because he plays kind of similar to Russ. He's been here. They love him here from the top to the bottom of the organization. Don't believe he's found a home yet in free agency. Feel free to flame me in the comments if I miss something, but yeah, I mean, he comes to mind as a two or three, depending on who you end up with in the draft. And I went from thinking third rounder later makes sense for a quarterback, even if you decide to get a priority free agent or something like that, just to sort of fill out the depth chart. Now it's different. Now I'm thinking I really could go any which way, but there's no question now about who the starter is. I know there were still some rumblings of, hey, is Russ, is he here to compete with Kenny? Is Kenny going to get a fair shake? He didn't really want to step in it on Friday when he was asked about his role specifically at his presser. Well, that's all out the window now. Everybody can stop dancing around that talking point. And if you were paying any amount of attention to Russell Wilson's introductory news conference, he laid it on pretty thick about how Cam Hayward helped recruit him here. TJ Watt welcomed him with open arms. Minka Fitzpatrick's FaceTiming him like, you ready to compete? I know you love to compete, three. Let's go. I wonder if Kenny was sitting somewhere watching that live and just grimacing the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, the way things worked out, Brian, it almost feels like it was probably a done deal before that press conference even started. I mean,
yeah, I don't know how quickly these deals can come together. They've got the overlap with the Eagles front office, so that is something to consider. Andy Weidel coming from there, and you've heard stories about the Eagles GM Howie Roseman, and he's a very shrewd operator. He always is willing to stockpile quarterbacks, never turns his back on a young quarterback option. They did it with Jalen Hurts to Carson Wentz. I don't know that there's any designs of Kenny Pickett eclipsing somebody like Jalen Hurts at this point, but they appreciate investing in that as a resource. And again, didn't take much draft capital-wise to get him. He's known for calling around and trying to get second-round picks for players. So he's always working the phones. I assume he and Omar Khan and some of the other understudies there in the front office have a relationship that maybe this did get done well, or maybe Kenny's really just been playing this one close to the vest. I brought up on the show before of him sort of going off the grid this offseason. I wasn't sure if he was, quietly seething and plotting to come back better than ever and knock Russell Wilson out of there. But I guess it was more the other way, that he was not at all happy with the way things were going with the Steelers and was maybe trying to plan his way out of here.
Yeah, and I guess number one, Cochran, Levin Furniture are going to be looking for new spokespeople. They just did the, passing the baton from Ben to Kenny Pickett on the number one Cochran thing. Now we're, I guess they're going to have to, Russell Wilson's going to be sliding into that spot. Brian, are you surprised at all at the way the rest of the league valued Kenny Pickett? Obviously, basically two seventh-round picks for a guy who was drafted in the first round not that long ago. I guess on one hand, I'm a little surprised. On the other, I look at what the Patriots got for Mac Jones, what the Commanders got for Sam Howell, and I say, you know, it looks like that's the going rate at this point for guys who got their shot and didn't pan out and with their original team. Is that a fair way to read it?
Well, probably. A lot of the quarterbacks from that star-crossed 2022 class have been on the move this week. Sam Howell, Desmond Ridder, and now Kenny. Malik Willis might be getting dealt to the XFL here soon enough. I'll say this much, though. Probably should have brought this name up earlier. Justin Fields has to be more of an option now, right? I mean, you've got a little bit more in your draft pick bag in the future. Seventh rounders aren't going to move the needle much, but you've got such a glaring vacancy behind Russell Wilson now. We've heard so much this free agency about everybody wants to play for Mike Tomlin, and he's the main reason why all these guys want to come here, and he's a great, you know, NFL head coach, free agent recruiter type of guy. Can you sell Justin Fields on sitting and learning behind Russ for a year? And basically the scenario I just laid out that Kenny would have been in, if he plays great, well, you know, we'll try to get you somewhere and you'll learn from him and you'll be part of a winning team for a season. If he doesn't, then it's your time to shine. So Omar Khan, expect the unexpected with him and just this kind of new regime of the Steelers. Clearly, still trying to figure out everything that's going to go on here. But no, I mean, I think Kenny would have made sense for quite a few teams that have been in the quarterback trade market so far. The Minnesota Vikings went and I think probably enraged some of their fans by bringing in Sam Darnold for what, his fourth or fifth stop. Kenny Pickett played with Brian O'Neill at Pitt, their star right tackle. He played with Jordan Addison. Some people will tell you Jordan Addison might have made Kenny his senior year at, I don't know. And I think it's just a system and a scheme with Kevin O'Connell coming from the McVay Shanahan tree that really could have worked for Kenny. But now he's with Nick Sirianni, who, you know, I'm sure those guys will hit it off given some of their PA, you know, overlap and whatnot. But yeah, very very low trade value once again, much like the Deontay Johnson deal the other day. So the Steelers are sort of standing on business, as the kids say, when it comes to guys that they want and value here and those that they think they wish them well and hope they get greener pastures elsewhere.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see. I think, Brian, I feel like there's no way you make this move if you don't have a plan B. Whether it is Justin Fields, whether it's a free agent you've had some positive conversations with in the last week after the Russell Wilson news became apparent. So we will we'll be sitting close to the laptops here and sitting close to the microphones going into the weekend. And if there's any more news to react to, we will react. Brian, I know you got another hit to do, so thanks for joining me. Everyone else, stay tuned. Not going to be a draft video this week because we did this video today. But we will be back, you know,
the whole Steelers draft board, and so are the mock drafters. You know, everybody, we'd be reacting to their projections. Well,
it's all obsolete.
Have new projections come next week, I think. So
yeah, it's all water under the bridge at this point.
Yeah, this is fascinating. It's intriguing. Every possible word for it. Certainly not a boring and dull Steelers offseason. And man, just 2 years of the Kenny Pickett Steelers experiment, if you want to call it that. Man, is it going to be curious to hear what he says next time he does talk publicly. Steelers, you know, they might not talk again until close to owners meetings or at owners meetings later this month, I think, in Orlando. Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan were just walking around like it was business as usual today as they were introducing the free agents. I didn't see it coming. I'm not surprised that Pickett wanted out. Like I said, heard some rumblings that he wasn't very thrilled. He wasn't viewing this as, oh yeah, I grew up watching Russ. Let's go. I'm going to learn from an idol. Yeah. I mean, he's a grown man and he wants to play and compete. We saw that manifest at the end of last season for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a shocked, not surprised type of situation. I think the biggest surprise is that the Steelers would make these types of this is just between Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett and the way they've handled the quarterback position pretty much from the middle of the last season to this point has been very un-Steelers-like. So,
and all the stuff they were saying at the combine and the end of the season about having full faith and belief in Kenny Pickett, well, they were either lying through their teeth, smoke screening for Russ, or something drastically changed behind the scenes.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how that's all played out. Make sure you're subscribed, everyone. We'll be reacting more as more information comes in. Also, like this video if you enjoyed it. Help us out in the YouTube algorithm, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.